Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Think about it. The Obama White House and the Panetta Pentagon have proposed $500 billion in cuts to the Defense Department over the next 10 years. The question raises national security issues, but mostly it raises political issues with Congress, which has been loath often to reduce industries, defense expenditures in congressional districts. Thus are the politics of the Pentagon in the 21st century. Here to tell us more about the proposed cuts is Elizabeth Buemüller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Elizabeth, thanks for joining the program.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
We've had a couple of discussions about the proposal and Leon Panetta's concern about being made to cut too much. But we've also heard that there's a broad strategy shift going on at the Pentagon, focusing much more on the Pacific rather than the Atlantic. I'm wondering if these cost-cutting moves coincide with a real strategic shift in the Pentagon, and how's Panetta doing leading this change?
Well, they say that this is the first time, this is what they say, this is the first time they devised a strategy and then came up with the budget. In the previous times, they've said, well, we've cut the budget first. The bottom line is that we're winding down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The war in Iraq is over. The one in Afghanistan is beginning to wind down. So there's this shift from the wars that President Obama inherited from the Bush administration towards what he says is a leaner, cleaner, more agile military and an emphasis on air and sea power in the Pacific, read, you know, China. Concern about China. And so in that sense, there's a big cut in the size of the Army. It's going down to 490,000 troops from 570,000, which is a peak number. The Marines are going down. So there's a lot of, there's an emphasis away from these grinding ground wars of the last 10 years and into something that the president likes to think is, you know, again, a more agile, more focused military.
Talking with Elizabeth Buemüller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. At yesterday's Pentagon briefing, is Panetta signaling that he expects that Congress is going to put up resistance to what we might intuitively think would be a pretty significant peace dividend with two wars winding down?
Sure. That happens a lot. Congress has its own ideas about what should be in the defense budget, and especially if you have a major, an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter plant in your district, you're going to object to cuts in that weapons program. You're going to object if a base is closed down in your district. That brings, you know, thousands of jobs and lots of money to the local economy. So Congress often has its own ideas, and certainly we've seen over the last decade that Congress has given the troops raises above and beyond what was recommended by the Pentagon, which is one reason that personnel costs are exploding over there.
And held on to procurement programs that the Pentagon wanted to cut, those sorts of things. You know, it seemed yesterday, though, some rhetoric from Michigan Senator Carl Levin, who's chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The rhetoric suggests something new, at least in my experience. You've covered base closing arguments in the past, but Carl Levin said that he would oppose shutting down any more bases in the United States until bases in Europe were closed. I'd never heard that before, putting sort of foreign deployments at the top of the list of cuts versus bases in the United States.
Well, the Pentagon is bringing home close to 10,000 troops and logistics supporters from Europe over the next 5 years. So his argument is, obviously, there are probably base closings in Europe. And his argument is, then go there before you come to my state. I mean, he mentioned in those same comments yesterday that his state, Michigan, had gone through a lot of very painful, three different painful closings of Air Force bases in Michigan. And so, you know, he says, I supported them, but there was a lot of pain. He obviously gets a lot of grief about that back home. So that's his position.
And at the State of the Union address, the president talked a lot about more services for veterans in the United States and initiating and actually aggressively increasing some programs to prevent homelessness among vets. Is that the kind of thing that adds possibly to benefit costs and personnel costs at the Pentagon, which are one of the biggest items?
Well, a lot of those, a lot of that is administered by the Veterans Administration. But sure, that adds costs. What the defense budget cuts are trying to do in this round, they are aiming, in terms of benefits, they're aiming at military retirees under the age of 65 who are currently working. In other words, if you've served your 20 years in the military and you're now working for a private defense contractor, say Booz Allen, and you have a very, you know, generous health benefit, you know, health insurance program there, a lot of military retirees still stay on the Pentagon health insurance program because it is extremely inexpensive and extremely generous.
Nice.
And they're trying to move people away from that. That costs hundreds of billions of dollars every year for the government, for the Pentagon.
Finally, help us out here as this debate goes on this year. And, of course, it will be, you know, tinged with political rhetoric, of course. But we've been told $487 billion over the next decade is the target for Leon Panetta. But do the math for us. What other numbers should we be paying attention to really gauge the question of whether this is a net reduction or not?
Well, okay, this gets very complicated, but it's all tied to inflation. Basically, while Secretary Panetta is complaining about these terrible cuts, the reality is that the Pentagon budget will actually increase by 2017 to $567 billion a year. Right now, it's $531 billion. But however, when adjusted for inflation, the increases are small enough that they will amount to a slight cut of something less than 2% of the Pentagon's base budget over the next 5 years. So, in other words, it's not quite keeping place. Not keeping up with inflation, but fairly close.
So it's the old, what we're doing is slowing the growth of spending, not actually reversing the spending.
Right. And from, from Leon Panetta's point of view, he said yesterday at this news conference, I was counting on $500 billion more over the next 5 years. In other words, it's sort of like in your budget, if you were counting on having an extra $25,000 over the next 5 years coming in, and you were already, hiring architects and contractors to redo your kitchen, and they were supplying plans. This is kind of what he was saying, is that we already have plans out there for the F-35. We have plans for, buying more ships.
And we're going to have to shelve them.
We have to shelve them.
Indeed.
That's kind of what's going on.
Elizabeth Buemiller, Pentagon correspondent for our part of the New York Times. Well, I wish I had $500 billion to count on, that's for sure.
Yes,
thanks so much.
Thank you.